Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com. The food community mourns a legend in Marcella Hazan, who passed away at the age of 89 on September 29th, 2013. Few have had the influence on food that Marcella had. Her cookbooks helped define an entire generation of chefs. While some had Julia Child and Jacques Pepin to look up to, others idolized Marcella for her no-nonsense, keep-it-simple approach to cooking. Her recipes were direct and to the point, much like she was. Chefs like Mario Batali cite her as a major influence, and even those working in food who didn't know her were changed by her. Marcella was an Italian immigrant who reluctantly moved to New York City in 1955 to marry her husband, Victor Hazan. She never even cooked before her marriage, and later went on to become what Lydia Bastianich called the first mother of American cooking. At heritageradionetwork.org, we remember Marcella Hazan, her accomplishments, and the stories that made her a legend. Renowned food writer, critic, and columnist for the New York Times, Florence Fabricant speaks to the importance of Marcella Hazan.
Her influence was practically without measure. There were others writing Italian cookbooks at that time and giving classes, but I don't think any of it resonated the way Marcella's did. Marcella was a combination of self-taught, humble person, brimming with confidence, and with the meticulousness of an academic on top of it. Yet she made everything so accessible and understandable without cutting corners.
Culinary historian Linda Palacio explains why Marcella was so important to her.
Marcella's books were the ones that always made things clear for me. Her recipes were simple and flavorful, and she never lost that edge of keeping things simple and letting the ingredients show through.
Marco Canora, chef owner of Hearth Restaurant and Terroir Wine Bar in New York City, explains why her most celebrated cookbook was so important to him.
Essential to Classic Italian Cooking was my first cookbook, and, you know, I educated myself that way. I never been to school, so it was one of the books that my mom had gotten. She was an immigrant from Italy herself, and Marcella Hazan was like the one person in America that kind of was doing the things that she kind of did growing up in Lucca in Tuscany. So it really steered me throughout my entire career. I mean, her approach is what I long to do all the time.
Author, food personality, Italian cuisine expert, and good friend of Marcella's, Arthur Schwartz, remembers the real Marcella Hazan.
I was one of Marcella's drinking buddies. So we smoked and drank together, and I can't tell you how many times we had to get up from a table and go smoke at the bar. You know, I thought had a great sexuality about her. But as a friend, she was always funny, supportive, delightful, and for me, easy. I cook almost every day these days, and she admired that because she admired people who lived in a simple way, as she could if she wanted to. She didn't have to.
Acclaimed food writer Nancy Harmon Jenkins remembers how she discovered Marcella Hazan.
The first food story I ever wrote in my life was a profile of Marcella Hazan. I sat through a whole class. There was a guy in the class who said he didn't like olive oil. And she said, in that wonderful kind of whiskey voice, she said, I don't know what he's doing here if he doesn't like olive oil. And she was that way with everybody. She put them in their place. If they didn't respect Italian food, she was very quick to challenge them on that. And I think she was right to do so because, you know, people were just learning to respect Italian food at that time.
Though she could definitely be fiery, Florence Fabricant recalls some great memories with Marcella.
I'll never forget the time she and Victor came to dinner at our house. There probably were six or eight other people. And, of course, Marcella only drank Jack Daniels. She graduated to Gentleman Jack at one point, but she did not drink wine, even though Victor was his wine expert. However, at this dinner party, my husband took out a box of Oreos. And she said, what are those? He said, "Oh, you've never had an Oreo?" Well, what ensued was Marcella spooning over the Oreos, not paying too much attention to my dessert, and just loving it. I mean, she was such a natural, and that was the most wonderful thing about her. Her 80th birthday party in just outside of Verona, which we attended, was a fabulous celebration. And what really surprised her about that was that Victor arranged for fireworks. Unexpected, and she was like a giddy little girl.
Marcella Hazan will live on through her writings and the influence she carries over her readers and all of the students she taught. She'll be missed dearly.